This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinians were fleeing on Monday near an apartment in Gaza City after it was hit by an Israeli strike. Fire was seen billowing inside the apartment as men tried to put it off and attempted to rescue casualties. More than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in the war, according to Gaza's health ministry. The crowded enclave has been laid to waste, and most of its 2.3 million people have been displaced multiple times and face acute shortages of food and medicine, humanitarian agencies say. Israel Hamas's ceasefire and hostage talks will continue after weekend meetings didn't resolve gaps, AP correspondent Nayon Kim reports.
Speaking anonymously, the official described the recent talks as constructive and said discussions will continue at lower levels in an effort to end the war in Gaza and bring about a hostage deal. The talks included the CIA director as well as the head of Israel's Mossad intelligence agency. A Hamas delegation was briefed by mediators but did not directly take part in negotiations. The development comes after Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah traded heavy fire but stopped short of sparking a widely feared regional war. Both sides have signaled their most intense exchange in months was over. I'm Nayan Kim.
The United Nations on Monday said humanitarian work in the Gaza Strip has taken a serious blow after Israel ordered a new evacuation in the center of the besieged territory. The Israeli military on Sunday ordered people to evacuate immediately a part of central Gaza, sparking a rapid exodus of civilians and displacing UN and NGO workers. The order affected 15 premises hosting UN and NGO aid workers, UN warehouses, a water desalination plant, and medical facilities, it said. This is VOA News. Russia carried out widespread drone and missile attacks against Ukraine on Monday. Officials say the attack targeted energy and other critical civilian infrastructure in at least 10 regions, including parts of Kyiv. VOA's Flashpoint on Monday got an on-the-ground update from Anna Chernikova.
The attack was happening in waves, so there were a couple of waves, and attack was across the country, not only Kyiv and Kyiv region, but Kyiv and Kyiv region especially. And there are reports of damages, and there are reports of especially damages of the energy infrastructure, which was the main target across the country. And in Kyiv particularly, the attack was targeting Kyiv hydroelectric power plant and Kyiv dam. There is confirmation of damage of the plant, but there is no damage of the dam.
That's reporter Anna Chernikova. Hear more on VOA's Flashpoint. French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday denied any political link to the arrest of Telegram founder Pavel Durov as the tech tycoon spent a second day in French custody following his surprise arrest at a Paris airport. Numerous questions have been raised about the timing and circumstances of Durov's detention, which a source close to the case said had been extended until Wednesday. The 39-year-old billionaire is accused of failing to curb illegal content on Telegram, which has over 900 million users. The company has rejected the accusations. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith is urging a federal appeals panel to revive ex-President Donald Trump's classified documents case. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A Trump-appointed judge threw out the case last month, saying Smith's appointment as special counsel was unconstitutional. Smith's team has now asked an appeals court to revive the case, arguing the decision to dismiss it was at odds with longstanding appointments practices in the Justice Department and elsewhere. But even if the court overturns the dismissal, there is no chance of a trial before November's election. And if Trump wins, he could appoint an attorney general who dismissed the case. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump on Monday tied Vice President Kamala Harris to the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan as he paid tribute to 13 troops killed in a suicide attack on the third anniversary of their deaths. It was Trump who, as president in 2020, struck a deal with the Taliban for the United States to withdraw from the country. But it was President Joe Biden who, after delaying it by a few months, finally implemented the retreat in 2021, one of the administration's lowest points. Trump regularly slams Biden over it, but has pivoted to blaming Harris for White House policies decisions as his new rival for the White House. I'm Joe Ramsey.